The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, I'm not trying to be dismissive, but there seemed to be so many things going on last night that kind of took your mind off the election. And one of them for me was the college football playoff rankings. For me, that the first rankings when it comes out, and Jeremy, it's like Christmas. I want to know who's who, where's who, who's what, where are they, so I can disagree with them. Last night was one of the first times I had no disagreements. I didn't feel like anybody was robbed. I feel like Oregon right now is the number one team in the country. Now, hear my wording. Are they the best team in the country? No. But they deserve to be the number one team in the country based on resume.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think about them being the number one team in the country, which they're, if you look at not only their record, but who they've beat, how they've beaten them, I think it does apply that they're there, especially with all these teams with losses. It's also hard to look at, I think Indiana should be higher. They're 9-0. I think they're legit. But like, when you start looking at it, do I think they're better than Penn State or
Texas? They beat FIU, they beat Western Illinois, they beat Charlotte.
Who else they beat in the Big? They beat some good teams in the Big Ten.
They beat the Big Ten. They beat Maryland. They beat Northwestern. They beat Nebraska. They beat Michigan State. No, they haven't.
I think they're a good team. I think
I know, but I think you could think they're a good team, but their resume doesn't stack up to some of the others ranked ahead of them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you can pick holes in that resume. Well, Penn State, I thought, why are they still number six in the country? And I thought, well, look who they lost to. They lost to the number two team in the country in a very close game.
Yes. Damn, we're almost to the end of the season.
Don't tell me that. That's like telling me it's almost fall.
Well, is it good Miami's back?
Yeah.
Personally, I think so.
They've got some issues, though. Like, just Cam Ward's amazing, okay? The kid can just flat out play.
And that's the team.
Their defense is...
That's the team.
Their defense has been horrendous this year. They've had to claw back and fight to win the last three games against inferior opponents, and I know they eventually pulled away in this last game, but to Rob's point about Indiana, they get Michigan, Ohio State, and then they play Purdue as a mop-up, but they have a good chance of being in the Big Ten championship.
I thought you were going to say something else. I thought when you said to my point about Indiana, I thought you were going to say Miami's schedule looks the same.
Oh, yeah.
Miami beat a very, in my opinion, very bad Florida team. They beat up on FAMU.
State, who's terrible.
They beat up on FAMU. They beat up on Ball State. Ball State's in Indiana. They beat up on South Florida. I mean, they had a close game against Vitek, had a close game against Cal, close game against Louisville. Louisville is 4-2 in the conference. I mean, it just, to me, they deserve, I don't, you said it's Miami back, good to have Miami back. I don't know if Miami's back. They're 9-0, but I don't know if they're back.
Fourth in the country, though. And that was kind of my point, was not if they, you know, going to be national champions. Okay. You know how I am with these traditional powerhouse. That was a brand, man.
Right.
That was a brand. You know, all those years that they were really good, and Lewis and McGahee was there, and they were good, great players. Red Reed,
even before then, Michael Irvin,
absolutely.
Vinny Testaverde.
Testaverde ended up being played like 25 years in NFL,
I mean, they were fun to watch. Yeah. They were a college football version of America's team.
Yeah.
By the way, for all the Deion Sanders lovers out there in Colorado, they're in the top 25 now.
Get at number 20.
6-2. They're bowl eligible. Still haven't beat a good team, in my opinion, but like, give them credit where credit's due. The only thing they have left on their schedule is Utah that's threatening, and that's at Colorado. They go to Kansas, which it's not going to be easy because again, for what everybody loves about Colorado, it's just I don't think they're a top 25 team, but here we are. They're in the rankings.
They beat North Dakota State. They beat Colorado State. They beat Baylor. Baylor is they're 3-3 in the conference this year.
It's a bad year for Baylor.
They beat UCF. They lost to Kansas State, which, you know, was
Kansas State was a ranked team. They're good, but they're, you know, they were in that game. It's one of the better games they played this year.
Yeah, so you don't think they're as good as their record indicates?
Nah, come on, man. If they're going to face a good team, I think they get shellacked because their defense, it has nothing to do with Shador, has nothing to do with Travis Henner. Their defense is just awful. They can't stop the run. Is there a team that's in the bottom portion of this that you think could make a run or that's a scary team? I mean, Army's still
playing well. Ole Miss.
Yeah, playoffs. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss is that team, in my opinion. I think Ole Miss can make a run. I think LSU loses to Alabama this week, so I won't pick them. But Ole Miss has an opportunity with Georgia.
Can I throw you
one? An opportunity. At home against Georgia, that's an opportunity. Then they have Florida, and then they have Mississippi State. Ole Miss could be a three-loss team that ends up in the playoffs.
SMU is finally healthy, and I think that's a team that's going to make a run.
Right, 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because right. I think when all said and done, they don't lose another game. They got Virginia, Boston College, and California. California's decent, but it's at SMU.
I don't think anybody who's pit and below right now in the standings have a chance to get in the playoffs. I don't think so.
Who do you think the best team in the country is?
Okay, I said Oregon is the number one team in the country. I think if they get the quarterback situation right, Texas is the best team in the country.
I think Texas is the best team.
I've been touting them for a long time. I'd like to still do that.
But they are with Manning.
Yeah.
They're the best team in the country with Manning.
Yeah.
I think yours is still really good. But
he is really good. Manning's better.
Don't make me do that. I'm not going to do that. You think I'm going to...
Because it's, okay, if his name's not Manning, if his name is Manson...
Let's pick another name.
Is a serial killer?
If his name is Ward. Ewers versus Ward. I mean, who's the better quarterback?
Well, Ewers has a better track record right now.
Because
we haven't got to see him enough.
We've seen Manning enough.
Arch Manning's legit. He's going to be playing at the next level. The pedigree's there.
Arch Manning made a throw that was an incomplete pass. And when he threw it, I thought, the game they lost to Georgia. Why did he make that throw? And then they showed the replay from the end zone. And I thought, oh my goodness, how did he make that throw?
Yeah.
I went from why did he make that throw to how did he make that throw? He was backpedaling, threw the ball over the defender, and I think the receiver thought he's not gonna make this throw. He can't make this throw, and he gave up on the play.
You know what makes him different than the other Mannings is the fact that
he's athletic.
His dad Arch was a wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
Or Cooper, excuse me,
Cooper, yeah,
Cooper Manning. Archie was obviously the grandfather. They were all quarterbacks except for Cooper. He was Peyton Manning.
Archie was a really good athlete, though. He was.
They were. They all were.
Well, I mean, Peyton couldn't run.
Yeah,
and
he did a little bit in college, but like
Arch can run.
Arch,
yeah.
Archie and Arch. This is the closest thing you're going to see to him because like he'd take off 45-yard runs. It's a part of his game. Super athletic. His dad was an amazing wide receiver.
Yeah.
Had a debilitating neck injury and never got a chance to really play.
I'm telling you, man. I think if they get that quarterback situation right, Texas is the best team in the country. Hey, have sack up, put the kid under center, and win the national championship, all right? Stop playing around with this. I don't care that Ewers is on Dr. Pepper commercials. He can keep his NIL, put the kid in the game, and rot it out. Not only will you win a national championship, it'll be a great story because he'll be the only Manning to win a national championship.
Well, next week is when Army's...
And he could be the only Manning to win the Heisman. No, is that right? Dad won the Heisman, right?
Did
Archie win the Heisman?
Because Peyton, that's when they stole it from that year.
Rod Woodson legitimately won.
Charles Woodson,
I'm sorry, legitimately won.
Rod should have won it over Charles. That's BS, man. Charles Woodson. The hell out of here,
no,
man.
No, Archie got fourth and third. He didn't win it. So he'll be the first Manning to win the Heisman Trophy.
And we'll be
the first that deserved it.
We talked about the service academies, and you know, obviously Notre Dame gave Navy the business. I think in 2 weeks they give Army the business as well.
Hey, Army's hanging on by a thread.
It's a really good Army team.
I want Notre Dame to get in the playoffs just so they can get curb stomped, and we can talk about that a little bit more.
Because they've been stacking W's since their loss.
Notre Dame does not want to be in the ACC, yet they pad their schedule with ACC teams.
Yeah,
joke.
Well, whatever. Just give a quick example. Archie Manning, for like 2,200 yards in his career. Peyton Rivers, 600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying in college, Peyton was a, yeah. more of a runner. But again,
Peyton was a more runner or Eli.
No, no, they both were. Look, they both were athletic. Like even if you go back to Peyton's rookie year,
they were athletic for their time.
Well, fine, but I'm just saying in college they would run a little bit more when things would break down. If you go look at, I bet Peyton Manning's first couple of years, that's where most of those 600 yards come from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.